A Bud of Promise to Thy Parent Cling. Written by Riv Ika. Read by Opalsong. Fandom Star Wars. Rating General Audiences. Category Gen. Relationship Pons and Calcestis. Pons Mace Windu. Also tagged for Child Calcestis, Force Visions, Psychometry, and Alternate Universe Canon Divergence. Recorded for Lattice Frames for ITBE 2022. The temple is quiet. It shouldn't be a surprise to Pons now, with the number of visits to it he has under his belt. Not many of the Vaudet can say they frequent the Jedi Temple, though, admittedly, almost every single one can claim to have been to the creche at least once. But he is one of the few. In fact, ever since he and Mace cleared up their feelings, long story, he practically lives there instead of the barracks. Mace spends every moment of his time on Coruscant that he can spare at home, and, as always, where he goes, Pons goes. What is a surprise is the little sniffling noise he can hear from around the corner. He stops, frowning as he listens. It sounds like an upset Tuca, or a crying youngling, which would make a lot more sense. He has plenty of experience with Vaudet breaking down, but younglings? Not so much. He has a bit, though, given that Mace tricked the whole of Lightning Squadron into getting kidnapped by a youngling clan on their last leave. Despite his lack of talent dealing with younglings, at least in his opinion, he knows that a crying kid shouldn't be by themselves, so he turns the corner. The kid is tiny. Pons didn't know how much about how Natborn's age until Rex's kid came along, but he can wager that this one isn't much older than 10 standard. He's leaned up against the wall, clutching his shaking hands close to his chest as he sobs, body heaving with the effort. But what really catches the clone's eye is that he's being extremely careful not to touch anything, flinching when his fingers get even close to his robes. Abruptly, Pons is reminded of a recent mission with General Vos. He'd never seen a general break down like that, not until he got his hands on a battered pair of manacles and picked up the suffering of every person ever bound with them. Pons approaches the kid, unsurprised that he doesn't even notice his footsteps or his presence until he's kneeling in front of him. The youngling jumps, a gasp slipping past his lips. No!
Hey, it's okay. It's okay, Adika.
Pons murmurs, sitting crisscross to look less threatening. Can you hear me? His lip quivers as he nods.
Can't see,
he sobs. Without question, Pons goes to tug off his gloves, a brand new pair after a trek through a jungle ruined his last ones.
Psychometry, right?
He gets a hesitant nod again.
You have a comfort item?
Vos had one of Kenobi's old robes. Cute, cuter in that it won pawns that betting pool. He shakes his head.
Left it. Stupid.
Not stupid, just forgetful, Pawn says insistently. He holds out his gloves, letting them skim the kid's hand so he can feel it, seeing as his vision is overwhelmed right now. Voss always gets more feelings than visions, apparently. But Pons did some research into the ability before working with him and found out that it isn't uncommon. He grimaces. This kid must be going through hell right now. Here, they're brand new. Only memory you might get is me smacking one of my sergeants over the head. The youngling laughs a little, and Pons smiles. Success, he thinks, like it's some kind of mission to get him to smile. Well, it certainly wouldn't hurt. He helps him slip on the gloves, careful not to touch him. Better? Mm-hmm, he manages, shutting his eyes tightly and opening them again. Sorry. It wasn't your fault. What's your name, buddy? He rubs out his eyes and runs a hand through his fiery red hair, sniffling a little.
Cal, Initiate Cal Kestis.
I'm Pons, he introduces himself, holding out his hand for Cal to shake.
Master Windu's commander?
Cal asks, eyes wide. Pons snorts.
The one and only.
He sobers immediately.
I thought the quartermaster gave gloves to all the Jedi with psychometry.
They do, but, I keep losing mine,
he admits sheepishly.
I didn't want to ask for another pair, because I've already had 3 in 2 months, and, well, I don't want them to be mad.
Pons tilts his head.
I get that. People are scary when they're mad, huh?
Uh-huh.
Tell you what, have you ever heard of the CO loophole?
He asks. When Cal scrunches his face up, he snickers.
It's something my shiny's named. When you can't find something for hours and you go tell your commanding officer about it, they find it in less than a minute.
Cal smiles, and Pons counts it as another win.
The crash masters do that, too.
Everybody who looks after somebody else can do it, I think, Pons declares. How about we see if you and I can't find those gloves? If we can't, I'll take you to the quartermaster myself.
The kid brightens almost instantly, but his face falls a second after.
You're not busy?
General Windu fell asleep at our last briefing, so I think he can live with me being late,
Pons says with a shrug. He's not late to a briefing with General Windu. He's late to a lunch date with Mace, but oh well. Mace really won't mind, especially when he meets the kid. Pons knows he's a sucker for kids, though not so much the ones that can't talk yet, and he's used it to his advantage.
Really?
Cal asks, gawking.
Really, but you didn't hear it from me.
Pons holds out a hand, a bare hand now, but he can't find it in him to notice. Cal takes it without hesitation, his red-rimmed eyes brighter than before. Something tightens in the clone commander's chest, realizing that the kid has no problem trusting him. He wonders, offhandedly, what might have happened if he hadn't been here at this very moment.
You'll have to show me the way, Pons admits to the boy as he helps him up. I've only been once.
Cal nods, dusting himself off without letting go of his hand. To see Hawkbat Clan, right?
Yeah, Pons remarks, somewhat amused. He leads the way down the hall, slow and steady so that the little one can keep up. How do you know?
They still brag about it,
Cal huffs.
We got to see the wolf pack, but they visited, like, everybody. Hawkbat are still the only ones who got to see your battalion, though. So,
Pons hums. He didn't realize younglings were aware of how much he and the Vaudet have visited. In fact, he wasn't aware that visiting was such a big deal. He's always known that it was good for the Vaudet. What with how strikingly relaxing it is to hang out with younglings. But maybe it's good for the initiates, too. Why don't we take a detour? He finds himself suggesting. I know a squadron that wouldn't mind some time off. He can message Mace on the way, he decides. Cal lights up like a sun. Really? He asks again. Oh no, he's adorable. Holy cark, this kid could make the Separatists surrender with his grin alone. Pons is smiling like an idiot, too. He doesn't think he's ever wanted to adopt someone so much, even when picking out Chinese for Lightning Squadron. Really? He laughs. But if Commander Wolf ever comes back to your clan, you have to tell him we're your favorites. Deal! The boy chimes immediately, swinging their intertwined hands a little. Wolf can find another shiny jetty. This one is his. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Author's notes. Translation. Adika means little one or little child, term of endearment. Jetty is Jedi, singular. I'm not saying Cal becomes Mace's Padawan in this AU, but I have thoughts about it. Imagine baby Cal being with Pons when the bounty hunter shit happens, and Boba has emotions, and between him and Cal, somehow Pons survives. God, it's too tempting. Also, baby Caleb and Cal being friends because they're family now, and Depa being the best big sister. God, I can't think about it too much, or else I'll want to write more.